Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski, and joining me and bringing new Word on Wine music is Mary Zajac.
Isn't that fun? Yes, good morning.
High time. We're mixing it up here. And we're just going to stop using alcohol on Word on Wine, too, you know? So
bringing you reports on your favorite fruit juice.
Exactly. There's a limit to all things. Well, you know what day it is today, MZ?
I do. It's Cocktail Monday.
It is Cocktail Monday. And I like the sound of that. This is a stirred rather than shaken cocktail. I'm looking at it. It's in a beautiful McCafferty's glass from back in the day, in an old-fashioned glass with lots of ice. How would you describe the color?
The color to me looks like, if you've ever made strawberry jam, I know everybody out there has made strawberry jam, that's what the color looks like to me. It's not that bright, sparkling red. It's got a little bit of brown tone in it. Actually, it's very pretty. And it smells like gin, which is always good.
That is good.
And it tastes like an Amaro, maybe.
Yeah.
Like a cola something or other.
Right.
So is it Fernet?
It is not Fernet. There's no Fernet in there. There is not an Amaro in there. But what would you do if you wanted to mix things together to make an Amaro?
Maybe vermouth?
Vermouth is good.
Maybe bitters?
Bitters is good.
All right.
And maybe it's even vermouths.
So it's red and white.
It is indeed red and white, which would give it that nice color.
Yeah. And that's quite refreshing. It's not too sweet. I like the herbal quality of it.
So this is a Peacock Alley Martinez coming to me via the Waldorf Cocktail Bible from the New York Times. And I found this because I was looking for Waldorf salad recipes because I had just this incredible hankering for Waldorf salad. And this came up when I did the search on the New York Times cooking app. Gin, sweet vermouth, dry vermouth, maraschino liquor, preferably Luxardo, which we used, Angostura bitters, which we used. They call for orange bitters, which I don't have, a lemon twist for garnish, which we didn't use. There are two cherries buried in there, so they give their life for this cocktail.
I'll have to dig to the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. So I like this a lot. I mean, it's nicely balanced. It is alcoholic, but lots of ice and take your time.
Our second cocktail is coming to us from a WBJC volunteer who also happens to be a friend and neighbor of mine, Ms. Willie Sidner. Willie has traveled with you on some of your WBJC trips, but she also recently took a trip to Portugal and Spain, and she emailed us both recently saying that she bought a special bottle of tawny port and that she had found a cocktail where you mix tawny port and tonic, and it was fabulous, and she wanted us to join her in a cocktail.
Do we have a name for this cocktail?
There may be. I don't know what it is.
Okay. The Sidner.
The Sidner.
The Sidner is nice.
So what do you think of the Sidner?
I think the Sidner is great, actually. It balances really well. It has three ingredients. What more do you need?
Right. So what I did was pour a little tawny port over ice. I added a good measure of tonic, and then we tried it. And then I squeezed a wedge of lemon in there, and we tried it again, and I liked it even better.
I think what's interesting about both of our cocktails is this one's very light on alcohol. Mine's very heavy on alcohol, but with lots of ice. And yours is a nice pre-dinner cocktail. Mine is an all-day sort of affair. And both, I think, are perfect for summer. I'm very fond of this. So the Sidner, or the Sid, if you're in a rush, cocktail, or if you prefer, also the Peacock Alley Martinez. And that's from the New York Times. I'll put a link up on the website. It's two nice summer cocktails. Good job, MZ.
And good job,
JP. You're going to put me out of work. There you go. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.